Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Now, the Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I love cookies. Chocolate chip cookies are my favorite. But if I see a cookie, I'll probably steal it. Yeah, I like cookies. I love cookies. I posted a picture yesterday of a cookie. That is my picture. That is, and it melted. It was a chocolate chip cookie my husband got for me. And we were in the RV driving out of Dodge to get to Utah because I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. And within 20, 30 minutes, because I'm like, well, I'm not hungry. I'll save it for later. The cookie melted. So I didn't get to enjoy my cookie, which is why I eat cookies fast. People are like, you know, why don't you save the cookie for later? No, it might not exist anymore. Did you guys see how much chocolate I lost of that cookie because it melted? So there's an art to cookies, and you need to know what you're doing. The one thing I have never, though, experienced is getting rocks into my cookie. And Trader Joe's has now announced a recall of two types of cookies, stating that they may contain a foreign material. Almond windmill cookies with sell dates of October 19, 2023 and October 21, 2023, or the dark chocolate chunk cookies, ooh, those sound yummy, with sell dates of, say, October 17th to October 21st of 2023 have been affected. The remaining cookies have been removed from sale or destroyed. I know, I'm like, I'll eat around the rock, but no, you can't eat rocks. Any shoppers who purchase them should throw them out. The statement urged customers not to consume any of the potentially affected cookies and said the products can be returned to any Trader Joe's for a full refund. How the rocks got in there, why there's rocks, I don't know. Did somebody take off his shoe and throw it into the machine? I don't know. I don't understand how that could happen. But all we know is there are rocks, so maybe kind of be careful. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Ozempic users who are using the drug for weight loss are reporting stomach paralysis. Ozempic's been released to the public since 2018. It's an injectable for diabetics, and it helps those with diabetes lower their hemoglobin A1C, how sugary their blood cells are, and has been phenomenal in that. An interesting side effect is weight loss. So Wegovy, the Ozempic version that has been FDA approved for weight loss, has been approved recently, and there has been such a surge for people to get it. I am noticing patients not liking the drug and going off of it. People are going to extreme measures to try to get it. The FDA has warned against using compounding pharmacies or telehealth companies. The telemedicine company I work for, we don't give it out. If you're a diabetic, we might treat you with it if to refill, but if you're using it for weight loss, no, we can't. But a report from CNN found at least two patients were experiencing paralysis of their stomachs. One patient said, I wish I never touched it. I wish I never heard of it in my life. Joanne Knight, 37 years old, from Angie, Louisiana, said this medicine made my life hell. So much hell, it's cost me money. It cost me a lot of stress. It cost me days and nights and trips with my family. It cost me a lot, and it's not worth it. The price is too high. According to the CNN report, both Knight and another Ozempic user, schoolteacher Emily Wright, started Wegovy and Ozempic, respectively. Same drug, but different approval. One for weight loss, one for diabetes, though people are using Ozempic for weight loss. But after a year on the medication, both reported feeling extremely ill. vomiting multiple times a day, being unable to eat. After seeing specialists, they were told that their stomach problems were caused or made worse by their prescriptions. They were diagnosed with severe gastroparesis or paralysis, a type of paralysis. So according to CNN, they're not the only ones. There was a 42-year-old from Dallas, Texas, who took Wegovy, got major nausea, had to stop it. We've seen cases of pancreatitis. We've seen cases of people just not being able to stop vomiting. And, you know, it's, in fact, the American Society of Anesthesiologists has asked that people stop taking these medications at least a week before they're about to have surgery. Because the risk of throwing up is so high, they don't want you throwing up while under anesthesia. So these GLP-1 receptor agonists, which we've spoken about, even though they have long-term safety and clinical trials, and we've used them on diabetics for years, now that we have so many more people on them, I think, yeah, we're going to probably be seeing and hearing a little bit more about the side effect profile. You have some individuals who do well. I've had some individuals who quit it because of the cost. It was just too expensive. But the big reason why I think some people might be considering quitting is if you go off of it, you gain the weight back. And you need to almost plan for that. You can't be on this medication long term. I think the studies at its longest, one drug was maybe 75 weeks. We don't have studies of you being on this for 10, 20 years, which means when you go off of it, you need to expect the weight gain. And if you're spending thousands a year on it, you need to kind of take that into account. I'm also worried about the depression some people might have because they lose the weight, they buy new clothes, they, you know, mortgage a house to be able to pay for the medication, and then for some reason they have to go off of it because they don't tolerate it or it's too expensive, and then the weight comes back. So we don't have a cure for gastroparesis. Usually with gastroparesis, we try to hydrate you. We try to make sure you still get your nutrition and hope that the bowels wake up again and do what they need to do. But, you know, it shows that slowing down, you know, artificially trying to slow down the way you digest food when you're healthy to start might not be the most ideal for weight loss. And I get it is so nice to take something to keep your appetite down. It is, it's nice to not have an appetite, but it comes with a huge cost. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me. just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So Jimmy writes, she says, I think my husband has cancer. He never likes to travel, and now he wants to. He says he's fine, quote unquote, but I'm worried and don't want to travel with him if he's sick. What do you think is going on? Now, I'd love for you guys to call in because I have a lot of questions. So please feel free to call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, with a limited amount of information, when somebody wants to travel when they've never wanted to travel before, there might be something different going on. I wouldn't necessarily think of the C word, cancer. Could be midlife crisis. Could be maybe he's watching a show and he's seen on the show that these people are traveling. Like there's that Zatara, that family on a boat, and you get to see them go all over the country in their boat and the kids are homeschooled on the boat, but they get to see the world. You know, I noticed that some more individuals are looking at traveling beyond. Maybe they're seeing their friends on social media going to see countries, and they're like, look, I make more than he does, and if he could afford a family trip to Europe, maybe I can too. So it could just be a little bit of a midlife crisis. There's a couple different subjects we need to nail. Number one is, do you have a family member who you think is sick that won't get diagnosed or won't tell you? That's tricky, because your inclination is to call their doctor or medical provider and say, what's going on with Bob? And the medical provider can't do it. You're being the wife or spouse, partner, they can't do it. Unless that patient gives HIPAA releases to give any medical information to another family member, it's their private information. And so they, now if there's a communicable disease, then there's other issues that you know, because we don't want to put the public at risk. But in terms of you calling up the doctor saying, I want their results, no, you can't get that unless the patient gives permission. So if you see an individual in your family or a loved one who looks like they're losing weight, is turning yellow, looking more pale, talk to them, get them seen, go with them maybe to the doctor's office if they want you to. Maybe recruit family members, you know, to sit down and say, what's going on? You know, we don't think you're feeling as well as you used to. We want, you know, to get you some help. And sometimes a little bit of a family intervention might help with that. But it's always tricky when you have somebody that won't go and get seen. And then all of a sudden, when they finally do go, they get told they have stage 4 cancer. And sadly, we're going to see more of that. Now that people don't really go to their family doc or a primary care provider as much, and they use over the phone telemedicine platforms, they will only go and get seen when it's something they can't handle. And oftentimes, if you have something you can't handle, it might already be farther along or more serious. So that's something that needs to be addressed as we are exploding with telemedicine and going to the doctor a la carte. You really need to have exams. You need, how many times have I cut stay on a patient like a melanoma or a thyroid cancer when they came in for something different? It's because they came in and I could see them. I haven't diagnosed a lot of melanoma since I've been doing telemedicine because they're on the phone asking for antibiotics for something. Am I examining their back, doing a skin cancer screen? No. When I recommend they do that, do they go? So if you have a family member that's not getting seen and you think something's wrong with them, offer to, you know, go together. Say, let's both schedule physicals. I don't want to go alone. Will you go with me? And then maybe they'll go for you. And as you both get physicals, things could get addressed. And I get it's scary. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Many individuals do not want to walk into a doctor's office and then be told they have something wrong with them. I get that. Listen, I know a lot of patient psychology. Ignorance is bliss. I love being ignorant about things. I love the bliss. Unfortunately, we have to tackle things head on. And you have to go at it as if you do have something, we need to be able to address it right away while we can. Now, what about the concept of traveling all of a sudden? Well, I've noticed there's been a big surge of travel because, one, is it's kind of expensive to be home. So I live in an area where gas is high, it's hot outside. Yeah, it might be cheaper for me to go camping somewhere or, you know, to get out of Dodge for a little bit. Also, with COVID messing up a lot of travel and family members seeing that they've lost other family members, there might be this bucket list sort of mentality that people have. Going, you know, I want to see, you know, the Roman Colosseum. If you watch Mission Impossible, the latest Mission Impossible, they spend a lot of time in Rome. And you see Venice. And I was very fortunate to see Rome and Venice on a trip. And I'm glad I did that. And it wasn't that expensive when I went. It was pre-COVID. It was 2019. And it was one of the best trips I took. It was amazing to be able to see that. And the hotels weren't that expensive. The flights weren't that bad. Much cheaper than going to Hawaii in America. Now Hawaii is getting really, really expensive. But, you know, you'll watch a movie or you'll see something and go, well, why aren't I doing that? Social media is a big driver of people traveling, because when you see these individuals go to places that you've always wanted to go, and you know they don't have high income, so, well, how do they do it? So how do you do it? If you want to travel somewhere and you're worried about the income, well, one is plan ahead. You know, people say, well, I want to see the world, or I want to do this, I want to do this. Okay, well, let's make it realistic. What is it that you really want to see? Well, I want to see the Eiffel Tower. I want to see the Roman Colosseum. I want it, but, you know, so there's a few ways to do that. Flights, every now and then there are deals on flights. Credit cards have miles that can knock off the price of flights. Some credit cards give you deals where if you use the credit card for the hotel, you get free breakfast or you could get free rooms. And so if you've been using a credit card for your gas, for your groceries all this time, there might be miles or points you could use for a flight. Now, don't just say, I want to see everything. Come, think about, make your list. What is it? Organize it. What is it you really, really want to see? Now, the way I did it with my family is we spent 2 days in every city. And we saw a bunch of cities then. We didn't do this, well, I'm just going to be in Paris for a whole week. We'd never get anything done. We wanted to see the Louvre. We wanted to see the Eiffel Tower. We didn't have enough time to see the Louvre because you had to get tickets months in advance. So we saw the Eiffel Tower. We saw some things. We went to Luxembourg Gardens. We ate. We saw the Notre Dame before it lit up on fire. We saw a few other things. And, okay, we saw Paris. Now we go on, take a train, rent a car, and go to another area. And so it's been, organize it a little bit. And trains in Europe are not that expensive. I don't think the trains are that costly in the Far East. There's a lot of different things you can do. Cruises. Cruises are a great way to be fed, to have your hotel covered, and to have the travel taking you to various islands. That's why Caribbean cruises are so popular, because people can see a bunch of places all at once and then be done in a week. And if you've never seen New Orleans, then take the cruise out of New Orleans or take the cruise out of Miami. You'll get to see Miami. You'll get to see and then, you know, hit a few places with one. So, there's a lot of things we waste our money on. And everybody says you need a budget. You need to be calculating things. If you look at some of the money you're wasting on streaming services, I think I still have Disney Plus for The Mandalorian, and I haven't even finished the latest Mandalorian. Why am I spending all that money on Disney Plus? Relook at things you're spending money on. Save it, and then put that money in a jar, per se, or envelope. And pretty soon, you'll realize that you're saving money. Don't eat out. Cook what you have. And then put money into that jar going, we just saved $50, $60 by not eating out. And eventually you'll have a little pile of money to go and travel. And I do think it's important to see things that you've always wanted to see. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA News Update. Talks resuming today between UPS and Teamsters in the hopes of agreeing on a new contract. That current agreement expires July 31st, and the union is already set to strike. UPS officials say they're focused on reaching an agreement. Investigators could be wrapping up their crime scene work at the Nassau County home of the accused Gilgo Beach serial killer as soon as today. Authorities carried out boxes of evidence, brought in excavation equipment, and found a vault with 200 guns at Rex Huerman's home in Massapequa Park. The blistering heat wave that's been hitting the Southwest for weeks expanding toward the middle of the country. That oppressive heat has turned increasingly deadly, with dozens of people dying from heat-related illnesses. Corey Myers, USA News.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on. And all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III. And trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, yeah, we're still in the heat wave. We're going to probably have some really, really rough weather the next few weeks. I live in southern Nevada. It was a really nice June. Had some really nice temperatures in June. We're getting spanked a lot this month, but we always get spanked. Every summer really, really stinks. Unfortunately, there were about 100 heat records that are anticipated to hit and surpass. And as this heat dome intensifies, they say it's going to reach peak strength over parts of the western U.S. The heat dome, according to CNN, is so formidable that the National Weather Service in Phoenix called it one of the strongest high-pressure systems this region has ever seen. Around 100 heat records could fall today through the weekend as it intensifies, piling onto the more 1,000 high temperature records broken in the U.S. since June. 90 million of us are under heat alerts after the heat dome expanded into places like California, now experiencing their first extreme heat wave. And I'm in Nevada. Yes, I'm in the center of it. Texas, Florida, Arizona has been hit very hard. Phoenix is in the middle of a likely record-breaking streak of consecutive 110-degree days. Many businesses and parks have closed or readjusted their hours. The low might not drop below 90 degrees for 8 consecutive days, another record. The heat is so intense that forecasters suggested that us Las Vegas people, like me, avoid the outdoors between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. The city is expected to hit a 117-degree all-high this Sunday. At night, it's still hitting about 90 degrees. The hottest place on earth is California's Death Valley. That could reach rare highs, 130 degrees possibly by Thursday. By Sunday, the highest Death Valley has ever been is 134 degrees. So it's close. But in turn, Death Valley National Park in California and Saguaro National Park in Arizona posted warnings on their websites telling people to not hike after 10 a.m. Officials at New Mexico's White Sands National Park also said high temperatures over 100 degrees are expected. Do not start a hike if the temperature is over 85 degrees. And the thing with a lot of these hikes is you go out there 6 a.m., you don't realize that by the time you turn around and go back, it's going to be 10, 11. You know, there's not a lot of short hikes. In my area, you could go for hours. You could go all day and then turn around. So, we plan it out. In Texas, authorities at Big Bend National Parks, the temperatures top 110 degrees daily along the Rio Grande. Extremely dangerous, deadly temperatures. Hikers should be off trails in the afternoon. Stay hydrated. Limit your exposure. So a lot of mistakes people are making is they don't time it right. They think, you know what, the temperature's fine now. We'll be back by 8 a.m. We'll be back by 9 a.m. Plan that you might not get back. Always plan, if you're going outdoors, that you could get stuck, that you could lose air conditioning, or if it's a cold time of year, heat, that you could run out of water, and have plan B, C, D, and E. Let family members know where you're going to be. Now, we went camping at Pine Valley, Utah, and one thing that was a little frustrating for some people, it got negative reviews, not because the area was beautiful or the people were mean. It's amazing. But a lot of people want Wi-Fi. They want the ability to reach out to loved ones and let them know they're okay. Luckily, 20 minutes away, you could get Wi-Fi, so I snuck out the gate so I could inform people we're good. And then I went back in and then was off the grid again. But many times when we go out in nature, you're off the grid. Because you're in national parks. There's not going to be Wi-Fi in a national park. We don't want electricity to affect the environment. We don't want to disrupt ecosystems. But unfortunately, then we don't know if you're okay or not. And how to send a signal. Now, there are certain things that hikers can have that'll submit a signal to a satellite to let you know you're in trouble. But we want to go off the grid. I commend people for going off the grid. It's just people won't know where you are and how you're doing. So if somebody says, I'm going out hiking, ask them, when are you going to get back, and text me when you're back? And where are you going to be in case we need to go looking for you? Oh, I'll be fine. Another thing, too, is they'll pack a few bottles of water. That few bottles of water you could go through in minutes. You need to pack plenty of water. So businesses now are shutting down early. The Sacramento Zoo had to shorten their hours due to the heat. Some closed by 1 p.m. this last weekend because temperatures hit about 110 degrees. And Bakersfield, California, the highest temperature is set to reach 114 degrees. So the Kern County Museum announced they're going to be closed. There's other businesses like the California Grays Flower Garden in Quincy and the Nasir Vineyards in Chico. They're also going to close over the weekend. So, and I think that's smart. I think, when it comes to heat illness, you got to protect your patrons. There's only so much you could do. And I don't think we realize how little we can take and how little we can absorb. You know, I grew up in Phoenix and Las Vegas. I was born in L.A., but grew up in Phoenix and Vegas. And, yeah, I might be used to temperatures, but if I'm outside, no. I mean, within minutes, I'm feeling like crap. You don't necessarily build a resistance. So, all right. Now we have some storms that are brewing in the Atlantic. We are in hurricane season. Hurricane season goes from late May to November 1st. It's supposed to start June 1st, but we've had some tropical activity in May over the years that they're thinking of extending hurricane season. Well, the National Hurricane Center now is tracking three systems in the Atlantic Basin, one east of Florida. Right now, I believe they have a low chance of necessarily becoming hurricanes to the Florida coast, but officials are advising residents to take precautions and be prepared. According to Florida Public Radio Emergency Network, some models do track this disturbance toward the east coast of Florida later on this week. Even though conditions are only marginally favorable for development, it's a significant storm. Residents should take precautions and make sure we are prepared no matter what. So there's rain, gusty winds already hitting, I believe, the eastern Caribbeans. They say the dry air and the strong wind shear makes conditions of the Caribbean hostile for tropical development. There have been four named tropical storms this season. On average, the fourth named tropical storm of the season usually occurs August 15th. The next named storm is going to be Emily. And so we have one called Invest 95L. It's a tropical wave over southwestern Caribbean Sea, producing disorganized showers and thunderstorms. There's a trough of low pressure near Bermuda, east of Florida. Eastern Atlantic tropical wave is another one in the Cabo Verde Islands. Tropical wave 1 in the eastern Atlantic, northwest of Cabo Verde, and tropical wave 2 associated with Invest 95L near the Lesser Antilles. So how likely are they going to strengthen? Well, unsure. They think they're going to make beelines across Costa Rica, across Latin America, to head to the Pacific. We don't think they're going to go into the Gulf, but these are things that we're watching. So how do you prepare? Well, you prepare by making sure you have plenty of water, have generators, because you could lose power. You know, for those of you with electric cars, have a plan to not let them get flooded, and maybe have them fully charged and ready to go in case you need to get out of Dodge. It is hurricane season. I have a lot of family in Florida. They don't always evacuate. But if it looks like you might need to, if there's some activity, always start early because you don't want to be stuck on a freeway or a highway with raising gas prices and inability to charge your car. Pull up their windows, extra food, canned foods. Have a plan for your pets as well. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, guys, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So people have asked, why aren't I rich? Not very rich. Cost a lot of money to go to school. Had student loans, waited tables to kind of offset the student loans. Had kids, tried to build a practice. But there's other people in my city that and in my profession that have done very, very well. And I missed the cusp when it came to the Southwest booming in terms of getting real estate investments and flipping them. I was just maybe a few years too young because any money I started making, I put to student loans. I started a family, needed daycare, had family members that needed monetary help. And if I was just maybe a few years older, I might have had savings to then invest. And so in my neck of the woods, there are people that hit the market at the right time, and they made bucks. Or people bought stock at the right time. And probably all of us have been exposed to somebody in our lives that got very lucky with a real estate dealing or gambling or a stock. And you think to yourself, okay, well, I should have that luck too. Well, there's fraudsters that are preying on that. And we are being told that Americans are losing billions of dollars a year getting caught up in these fraud schemes, whether it's for crypto, whether it's a phantom real estate property, a business. And these aren't people who are stupid. These are people who are educated and non-educated and understand, you know, what a pickpocket does, but they are being blinded by this passion for, well, I want to do what Johnny did and come out big. So these fraudsters know exactly what you missed out on and will offer that to you. So for any of us who grew up in Las Vegas, all right, if you bought land in the 80s or even the 70s, maybe even before then, you would right now be on gravy train. You'd be happy. The 90s was a good time to buy as well, but I was a student. I had no money. I had to work through school. I had to put myself through school and then borrow as whatever I could to get through. And then, you know, so I never had that money. But if you were able to invest, you were able to do pretty well. Same thing with Phoenix and California and multiple other places on the Gulf. And so there's these fraudsters that will say, hey, and they will word this development or this property that will almost sound like exactly what you heard back in the 80s or 90s or 2000s that you couldn't jump on. And they go, well, those are the properties that do well. Where is it? Well, I have it here. I have it here. Here's pictures of it. You know, you could go out and visit, but you got to be careful because it's out in the desert and there's no road. I'm sold. Where do I sign the line? And you broker this for me. And it's a scheme. It's fraud. You got to be careful. Another thing they're doing is they're using AI or deep fake to make it look like there are celebrities on board. So you go, wow, well, you know, if Tom Brady's investing into this, maybe this is good for me too. And they could be using deep fake. So there's headlines informing us that of all the states, California lost the most. The victims were conned out of an average of $176,000 on average. Other states that also got hit hard, Texas residents, let me see if I have the average amount that people got stolen from. Let me see. The average loss in California was $176,000. In New Hampshire, $204,000. Nebraska, average resident that got frauded lost about $163,000. Wyoming, Kansas tricked out of $161,000, $156,000 respectively. We're talking about six figures, a lot of money. Investment fraud was most prevalent in Maryland, according to this one study, with 17.5 complaints per 100,000 residents, followed by New York with 17.1 per 100,000 people. Cryptocurrency, phantom property. Criminals create this idea of a lucrative real estate investment that doesn't exist. They advertise the properties online, make it look like it's a valid sort of neighborhood, and the FBI has his work cut out for him trying to find, you know, where the next fraud is. So we've talked about dating fraud and people who will catfish you. They'll make you think that they're gorgeous, and then, you know, you'll have this relationship online going for months, and then something will happen with their kid, and they're like, look, I want to come out and see you, but I got to do this, but I only have X amount of money. Well, let me help. I know you were dating. Let me help pay for your kid's surgery or some other BS, and then you end up getting defrauded. These scammers have nothing better to do but scam, and they make good money scamming. Another scam that's out there is somebody posts a picture used for a meme, goes and gets a copyright for that picture, then can Google Lens or try to find whoever has that picture and sue you for using the pictures. I mean, there are people that don't have regular jobs and they just find ways to make money. And you can have fake names. I mean, how many times are people asking for the ID and fingerprints and background checks of their brokers or realtor? And so you end up investing in stuff that will get you screwed. Many people have asked about these sites where you can collectively back a loan or collectively back some real estate. I don't know much about it. Since they are uninsured and unbacked by the government, there are risks. But the problem we have is so many of us who are struggling financially, who missed their big shot, we want that big shot. And we want to say, I got lucky. I did well with the stock market, you know, bear market of the, you know, bull market of the 80s or whatever. People want to say that they had that. A crypto. Oh, I bought crypto early. I don't know anything about crypto. Maybe it's worth it. Maybe it's not. But the red flags are one is they're going to get one of your friends involved and incentivize your friend to get others. And your friend doesn't realize that they're being screwed. And so if you have a friend that is usually very, very careful, and then all of a sudden they're talking to you about investing, why that could be something. And it's not that the friend is purposely trying to screw you over, just the way these schemers work is they want to get more than one fish at a time. So you need to be careful. They'll with these investments, they'll say you need to hurry. There's only a day left. You got to jump on this because somebody else is going to jump on it. Well, really? If I'm going to be investing a certain amount of time or money, getting the bank involved, I'd like to investigate it a little bit more. I'd like to research it. We could take some time. Nothing's going to be gone in a day, but they rush you. Or they say there is a shortage. Or a lot of these properties are offshore. And they convince you, oh, offshore is the way to go. There's land in Mexico. There's land in the Caribbean. This is the safest place right now because it's tax-free. You have to invest. Now you have a place. And you just start hearing all this stuff that you think sounds good, and it could be fake. And, you know, they'll try to compare you to, this is what Mark Cuban does. This is what so-and-so does. So they give you somebody who they think you want to emulate. You got to be careful. So there's a lot of fraudsters out there. I know we all want to get rich quick, make money, win the lottery. But how easy is it to win the lottery? It's never easy to make that kind of money. And if somebody was that lucky, could they be lying? Maybe it wasn't even legit. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.